In this pulse of spirit, and I spoke it at the teleconference, I was speaking about having a sense of commission. And I remember pretty well the experience I had. All of you probably know I'm a chiropractor. The experience I had, I was in chiropractic school, and I went to chiropractic school specifically because of my interest in the design and honoring the function of a human body. I had really wanted to deliver babies. I really wanted to be a pediatrician or an obstetrician, but I was overwhelmed by the fact that there was so little honoring of how things worked naturally. So when I was in chiropractic school, I was exposed to a presentation by Dr. Bill Bayen, where he spoke about, in chiropractic language, because it was at the school, but he spoke about the fact that we are in fact divine. There was a way in which he just said it, where everything in me finally heard someone articulating a truth that I knew in myself. And the truth was that what Jesus spoke about was true about me too. If you are raised in a church, you know, the main point of most churches is to tell you how special he was and how unique he was and how he needs to be worshipped and how you are, well, the sinner part isn't the important part, but what he did and who he was so special that it has very little to do with you. You just need to listen, learn, and obey whatever it was he said. And what occurred to me was he never said that. That was not his message. He kept saying, you too. And there was a realization in this presentation by Dr. Bayen that I had the power of the universe in me. In my office, I have hanging above my desk, the power that made the body heals the body. It happens no other way. So you can look at that as a medical theory or a treatment theory. But to have been exposed to the reality that that which animates me and that which drove me to become a chiropractor, which was the honoring of the design of the human body, like we are designed to work. You know, I mean, that might sound silly, but we are designed to be healthy. We are designed to be in balance. This world is designed to be that way. And so when I heard him speak, what occurred to me was someone is talking sense, finally talking sense. It sense to a part of me that longed to be able to say it myself, but I didn't know how to say it. So the first time I heard it, my friend reported to me, I sat through the whole presentation with my jaw on my chest, you know, one of those experiences. And it was the reclaiming myself as a human being as being holy. The reclaiming of the myself as a being, as being enough, as being able, as being powerful, all in an hour conversation or an hour presentation. But the only reason it hit me that way was because some part of me already knew it was true and nobody had ever said it in a way that I could hear it, in a way that would name for me the mission I knew in my life. And what he brought in his presentation was the hope that how I lived my life not only could make a difference, it could make a difference big time, especially if I was willing to do it with other people who knew it too. Like how I was kind to someone mattered. How I was in integrity mattered. How I let go of being right mattered. How I let go of how I was judging things mattered. Because if the power that made this whole world is perfect and animates it all, and I am that, I can bring that and I can change the world. And not only can I must. I must be doing that. Otherwise, my life is just another piece of flesh, living 70 some or 80 some years doing what I want and having momentary experiences of pleasure and pain. And I was not and am not up for that. I am not up for it. There's enough of that going on. And I just had a memory. David and I were on a hike with a few other people. 4th of July pass, I think it was. And it was just when David was stepping in. We were doing the new order of leadership in this ministry, 2003, 2004, somewhere around there. And we were standing there, realizing, we gotta do this. And standing in the legacy of every human being who ever said that they were gonna do this is with us vibrationally and also asking. And I remember just standing there, and we just had this experience of what Yolanda's ministry, Martin's ministry, it was in our hands. The substance of it, all that they generated. Now that might sound like I'm claiming some kind of importance, but I'm telling you, it was the same experience I had in chiropractic school. That was true for every student that was there who was interested in listening. Not even all the people that were standing there on our hike got what I got. And I'm not even, I don't even, I can't speak for David. I think we were probably on the same page at the time. But it was an experience of, I cannot fail. I am not interested in failing. I'm not interested in being a bag of flesh. I know that might sound harsh towards someone who's not taken up this kind of decision, but in some ways it might be a dream. But mostly it was more real than anything I'd ever known in my life. Saying yes to why I'm on earth, who I am, what I came to do, and that it's possible. It's possible. What I do matters. What you do matters. This is not fantasy. I'm listening to a book on tape, and unfortunately I can't remember the title of it, but one of the reasons I'm loving it is half of it's taking place in Italy, and it's in the early 1900s. And whenever they say the name of the chapter, they also say it in Italian. And the story is about the poverty in Italy, but it's about families and children. And it's a story of how one young man and a young woman and her father get on the boat to come to the United States, 1916, I think it is. And everyone who has come in the story, they're talking about all the immigrants, all the Italian immigrants that came to New York came to make enough money so they could survive in Italy. So they all had this dream about coming and making money so they could go back and get a house for their family, so they could go back and make life better for, they didn't not like Italy, they just couldn't afford to survive. So the story where I am at this point in the book is about the fact that they're letting you know that these people aren't going to go back. It's just not going to work out. But it's this dream that this is how I think my life's supposed to go. But so there's this dream of where you think you're going, and then there's the reality of what's happening. And I thought I was going to chiropractic school to be a chiropractor, but then there's what's really happening. What's really happening is I figured out what my life's supposed to be about. I figured out that, yes, I am interested in chiropractic. Yes, I am interested in helping people. But the story that got me to where I was isn't the story of the rest of my life. And it is not, even to on this day, the story of where I'm going. The story of where I'm going is set in the compass of what's important and why I'm here. And I will stay and follow that compass. So, you know, this could be Jane Anna Trini's story. But I'm telling you, you didn't end up on Sunrise Ranch just because you were a bag of flesh who had nowhere else to go. And as uncomfortable as you might be being here, because it's not, you're not getting back to Italy fast enough. Pay attention to the opportunity that's right in front of you to live the life you are destined to live. You know, there's all these phrases. Be the change you long to see in the world. It's a real thing. Be the change. Be the one who stays in your integrity. Be the one who's kind. Be the one who knows that the atmosphere that you're holding matters a lot. Kiahi was speaking about conversations. Be the person having the conversation in a dome of understanding where you and the other person are open to the possibility of changing the world, because the dome is filled with the love of the other person, the love of yourself, and the love of the power that animates you both. How about that? Instead of thinking you know the answer, thinking you know the problem. Let's start the conversation by saying, I really don't even know what the problem is. I mean, wouldn't that be novel? Let's have a conversation. I don't even know why we're doing this, but let's do it. I mean, just all of a sudden you might be talking about compost instead of like, I hate my job. I mean, be open to the possibility that not only is the problem different than you think, but the answer and the solution and the heavenly substance in that dome as you have the conversation is changing the world. You know, in many, I think there's a number of stories in the Bible where they talk about manna falling from heaven. So manna is nourishment to humanity that doesn't exist, like it deteriorates very quickly. But it does sustain humanity. So it's like coming down from the invisible, but that which is not consumed does deteriorate, and then you have to be ready for the next. I mean, it comes continually. That's what our conversations and what our life can be like. Constantly coming down from heaven, the nourishment of humanity to heal the psychic break. Let us not be believers in the short-sighted vision that we have no impact on this world. Because I would venture, without any doubt that I'm right, that if I had any single person stand up here in this room, that you've had a positive impact on more than a handful of people that are here. We are having an impact. Let's do it consciously. And fulfill, even though you might never have had the experience I had in that chiropractic classroom or on the 4th of July trail, somehow you got here to do something with me. And I want to be about that with you. Thank you.